After obtaining a diversity visa, also known as the Green Card Lottery, Eric Alamsyah came to the U.S. from Indonesia at the end of 2019 with his wife Sari and two children. He used to work in the IT sector for 8 years in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. But even with extensive work experience, he still has not been able to find a full-time job.
Out of all the applications I sent, whether retail or other jobs in the IT field, I only get callbacks from essential jobs, like in the pharmacies, grocery stores, and home improvement stores. Maybe I have to put my search on hold to find the other IT jobs.
In the meantime, just to get by, Alamsyah is working as a cashier at a Home Depot store, a hardware outlet in the state of Maryland. It's considered an essential business that's still operating in the middle of the pandemic.
Hi, Sarah.
Vinia Agnesia was also a Green Card Lottery winner from Indonesia. She took leave from her final year as a dentistry student in Padang on the island of Sumatra to move to New York City by herself at the end of 2019. With no college degree nor work experience, Agnesia found it difficult to find a full-time job. She worked part-time as a server in a Japanese restaurant for a few months until it was closed due to the lockdown. She found herself unemployed in the U.S. at the epicenter of a pandemic in one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Bukan cuma soal coronanya aja.
My parents are worried about me, not only because of the coronavirus, but financially as well, because I'm unemployed. They are worried thinking how I can get by. And then I told them, don't worry, I'm legal here, so I am eligible to get government assistance.
The assistance she's referring to is the $1,200 stimulus check, as well as the pandemic unemployment assistance. Under the PUA, Agnesia receives about $600 every week, which she uses to pay rent, utilities, food and transportation while searching for work. Meanwhile, the Alamsyah family remains optimistic about living a new life in America in the midst of uncertainties.
We came here for our children, for our children's education. We have already made our decision, so we have to go through it no matter what. I just hope things will get better.
The Alamsyah family and Agnesia are some of about 55,000 people that come to the U.S. every year through the Green Card Lottery, many of them now just trying to survive. In Maryland, Fina Muftadi, VOA News.